Hey friend, looked in the mirror lately? Let's be honest, we probably can't even count the number of times we glance at our reflection in a day. But regardless of what you see staring back at you, the time spent looking in the wrong direction often leads to a heart looking in the wrong direction too. Cause we live in a world where we're tempted to keep up appearances, whether that's in the way we decorate our homes, the way we look, make our lives and relationships look, the way our business looks, the way our ministry looks, and even more so, the way we dress and the way our body looks. That's why it's easy to put body image issues or any other kind of keeping up appearances in a wrong place in our heart. In a place where we find our beauty, our acceptance, and our desirability somewhere other than God. But God doesn't see as man sees. He looks at the heart, and he wants our heart to be fully his, because that is what truly makes us beautiful. When we're seeking to meet the unattainable beauty or body standard that we see on social or even across the aisle at church, we waste a lot of time, attention, and affection on lesser things. When we look to him, his word, and his love, we reflect that to the world around us, and that makes us beautiful. So let's keep up appearances, but this time from the inside out. And let's correct the wrong beliefs most of us hold around our beauty and body as women going through midlife, so that our hearts are turned from worship of self and others to worship of him. And as my good friend Ashley Anna Hurley from the Bold Faith and Fashion podcast says, let's see our beauty through the eyes of Jesus. Are you ready? Good. Me too. Let's take a closer look at what we are reflecting. Did you know busy is not just a disordered calendar or to-do list? It's a disordered heart. And a well-ordered life flows from a well-ordered heart that's focused on him. Welcome to the Redeem Her Time podcast, the go-to place for busy Christian women juggling all the things in midlife and business. From launching kids to aging parents, caring for your needs to serving your clients, investing in relationships to serving in your community. Oh, and keeping up with the laundry, the dishes, and the dirty floors. Honestly, it's a lot to balance. No wonder you feel like you never have enough time. All the time management gurus out there will tell you you just need to get more organized. And chances are you've tried all the things, the planners, the programs, the All Start Monday plans, but they never worked, at least not for very long. That's because those don't get to the heart of your busyness. Here, you'll learn how to build a with God life and business and go from busyness to fruitfulness in this season. And it starts in your heart, not in your calendar. Hey, I'm Lissa, Christian time management expert, priorities protector, and recovering should-do list girl. I've been leading, teaching, and coaching Christian women for over 25 years. And I've been right where you are, controlled by all the shuns, expectations, obligations, and distractions. But then, God showed me how to redeem my time with faith at the center to let who I am and whose I am guide how I use my time. I'm here to share with you how to use his truth along with time management tools to discover you really do have all the time you need for what you're called to. You just need someone to show you the way. Open up your heart and calendar because I'm going to show you how to redeem your time and stop believing there's never enough. Are you ready? Hey friend, speaking of beauty, it's truly found in how we don't all look alike. Don't you agree? As I prepare to head to Central Asia in just a few days, I can't help but think about how beautiful the women who live there are. Culturally, they don't have access to all the beauty treatments or even clothing styles that we do here in the West. And yet, their beauty is still so unique to them. And now, with more and more Western influence, especially in the cities, you sometimes see a woman wearing pants, but for the most part, what they wear is called a kurta. It's a below-the-knee, long or short-sleeve tunic-like dress with a pair of matching pants underneath. Some have long vests or jackets or scarves layered over them, but the basic kurta is the same, except it isn't. You see, the very first time I visited and walked the streets of the city, I noticed there were only men's clothing stores, block after block, and not one single woman's clothing store, except for their version of an Old Navy in the capital city. So, being curious, I asked the workers we were visiting why this was the case. And they explained to me that the women don't just choose clothing off a rack in a store where they might run into any number of women wearing the same thing. It's a process for them to build their wardrobe that is very customized. First, they go to the bazaar or the warehouse where there are thousands of rolls of fabric and choose what they like best. Some are solid and others patterned. Some are velvet and others smooth. Some are bold and others muted. They choose what best fits them. Then they choose any notions, beads, threading, or other trims, and take it all to the seamstress, along with a description of the style they prefer, who then measures them and makes them a custom kurta. Talk about not fast fashion, like our big box and online stores. Talk about clothing unique to your personal style. Talk about beautiful. Sure, they don't have closets overflowing like we do, but they have a small number of kurta sets that fit them for each season of the year, and they just wear, wash, and rotate. That's not all. Most of them also wear some kind of headscarf. Depending on what ethnic or religious group they belong to will determine how much of their hair or face and neck are showing. Again, these headscarves are beautiful and unique to each woman. And do you know what else I've noticed? They really make their eyes and their smiles stand out. I've seen such beautiful faces looking back at me, this tall, blonde, curly girl who stands out like a sore thumb among the short, long, dark hair most women have. Some of them wear makeup and some don't. Some have flowing hair peeking out, while others hide it in the way they tie their headscarves. Some have smooth, young skin and use skincare products to keep them looking that way, while some have skin weathered by the years, with lines around their eyes and mouths from smiling and working outside. But all of them are beautiful. My branding photographer is actually on the team that I'll be traveling with, so my hope is that we will get some pictures of the beauty of not only the country, but also the women who live there, especially the women who are sewing beautiful bags that are then sold to foreigners like you and me. Please be praying for me as I put the finishing touches on the training that I will do with them to help them take even more ownership of their business. It's not typical to create a vision, reflect on your ideal client, and then lay out a carefully planned timeline for goals. They usually just get in and focus on the work. But I'm praying that in our time together, they will start to see the bigger picture, the bigger purpose in their work, not only for their families and communities, but also for the impact their bags have on those of us from another culture who carry them out and about in our culture. I can't wait to show you what these bags look like, as I'll be using the extra suitcase space of me and my team to bring back whatever we can, and then share them on a website that one of my CEO clients has graciously offered to help us build. And I pray these bags will be a tangible reminder to those who purchase them to pray for women in other parts of the world, that they would not only know they are beautiful when they look in the mirror, but they are beautiful because they reflect their creator who desires a relationship with them. So, many of you have expressed an interest in this project, and if you haven't yet, or this is the first time you're hearing about this, will you help me help them? You can do so by leaving a review of the Redeem Her Time podcast on Apple Podcasts, or by sharing the podcast or an episode with your social media friends, or directly in a text or a message to a friend or peer who's also trying to juggle all the things in midlife and business and wants to not just be busy, but fruitful, and build something beautiful that causes others to look at him. So it's easy. Right now, push pause, scroll down to click the 5 stars, then click the pencil to leave a quick review. I can't wait to read what you have to say because it encourages my heart, and I will donate to the Compassionate Hands organization supporting these women in business on your behalf. And then be sure you're following along with the rest of the ladies inside the Redeem Her Time community, so that way you can grow your awareness and compassion for these women in another part of the world who are also wanting to make the best use of their time and who need to hear about Jesus and how he changes everything about our time, both in this life and the life to come. I can't wait to show you their beautiful smiles when I am with them. Speaking of creating something beautiful in a business, you may not be sewing beautiful bags to sell like these women, but if you're like most of the women inside the Redeemed Midlife CEO program, you're building a product or service-based business, not just because it's your great idea, but because in some way you feel called by God. So many women, solo and entrepreneurs, are doing it for themselves, to rise in the ranks, to boost in their accounts, to show up on the stages or the bookshelves or the social feeds, but we're different. Which is why this 12-month group coaching program is not for everyone, We're not doing it for us. We're doing it for Him. We're not looking to build something that says, look at me, but instead says, look at Him. We're not growing our reach just so we can have people following us, but so that as they follow us, they'll be drawn to follow Him. We're not building something that we know will not last beyond this life. We are putting our eyes on the eternal and how the way we spend our time loving Him and loving others with our business will last longer than us. We are building a with God life and business. But it's not easy. We live in a really distracting world with lots of conflicting messages and shiny objects and varying opinions on what makes us and our work successful. That's why we don't look to ourselves, even to one another or to me as a coach. We look to His word and His spirit and His wisdom to build a business that glorifies Him and produces a lot of fruit. Because He is the only one that can create the hundredfold results the world is after. Don't you agree? Apart from Him, we can do nothing. So if that's intriguing to you and you're done with the world's gurus and experts, or even the quote, Christian coaches who quote a verse here and there, but whose actions and what they teach you don't look very much different from the rest of the world, I invite you to take your next step and apply to a business breakthrough call. Together, we're going to audit your time in life and business, identify where you feel stuck, uncover the key to changing how you make the best use of your time, and start focusing it on producing the fruit you're called to. Are you that girl looking for a system and support to do all that? Good. All you need to do is go to redeemhertime.com/coaching and click the link to schedule a call. I'm excited to see the fruit that comes out of our conversation. Are you? Well, there's only one way to find out. Just get it on the calendar, girl. And if you're multitasking while listening, because who doesn't these days? I'll drop the link in the show notes for you. Sound good? You are beautiful because you are His daughter. And when you do life and build a business with God, it's going to be show-stopping for His glory. Speaking of beauty and keeping up appearances, especially as we age, what have you done as you've looked in the mirror countless times already today? You may have checked the bags under your eyes when you stumbled into the bathroom after your alarm went off. You may have looked at the pooch around your midsection or the flab in your arms as you donned your workout clothes. You may have looked at how your body or skin or hair color doesn't quite look the same as you're aging and spent a lot of time looking at your wrinkles as you don those beauty products, your stray or overtaken gray hair as you take it down from your messy bun, or your lines and dark circles as you cover them up with concealer. And then you spend time looking in your full-length mirror, trying to put together an outfit that hangs just right and doesn't accentuate your spreading hips or sagging chest too much, so that way you can go out and face the world. Is that you? I have to be honest, those are the things I look at every morning too. My body, my skin, my hair, and then every time the Zoom camera turns on or I walk in the bathroom, my eyes are drawn to that mirror to do a spot check and make the best of what I've got with the time that I've got. Now, I'm not saying that we should be slobs who don't care what our bodies look like or how we do our hair or makeup or how we dress. In fact, you need to follow two of my business besties who are also fellow podcasters, because they are going to help you look at these things from the heart, with the lens of Scripture and the Spirit, so that you reflect Him in how you treasure your wellness and care for your temple. Michelle McCoy with the Treasured Wellness Podcast is going to help you put your health and wellness and energy levels, which is about so much more than just a number in a scale or a lab report, but about the heart fully committed to Jesus that wants the woman who wants the health and energy to serve in the way that you're called to as a busy working woman in midlife. And Ashley Anna Hurley with the Bold Face and Fashion Podcast, she's going to help you find your personal style to accentuate your God-given beauty and shine for Jesus by what you put on the outside that puts who you are on display for the world to see, as well as how you reflect the beauty that you have on the inside as you find your identity in Him. When you listen and do what these beautiful women suggest based on their expertise and their walk with the Lord, you will be beautiful. And you will exude energy and presence that doesn't say, look at me, but look at Him. Do you wonder why I have them in my ear and on speed dial? They're not just reshaping your body and personal style, but also your heart. And you may just hear them talk about the With God Life and the Steer Belief Map. Because once they started using these tools that we talk about around here for themselves, they knew that this was the key in their respective areas of personal wellness and personal styling too. Just be sure to tell Michelle or Ashliana that I sent you. Because no matter what your results are, whether in wellness, around your health or beauty, or in the other seven areas of your life and business. At the core is what you're believing when you look in the mirror. Now, doubtless we've all heard 1 Peter 3:3-4, which says, "Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious." Now, it could be tempting to go to one extreme and misread this command by throwing out all your hair bows and earrings and fun clothes to don a life of plain Jane, thinking that this command is just for us girls. Or to completely go to the other extreme and dismiss it because, well, we live in a modern world where hairstyles and layering of necklaces and fashion is what everyone does. But either way, I think we'd miss the point. It's not just about women. It's about guys too. And it's not about how we dress on the inside, on the outside. It's about what we put on the inside. And ultimately, it's about who we are in Him and what He says about us. Speaking of which, you're not going to believe what the chapter we studied yesterday in the class I'm helping teach for the women at church was. Are you ready for this? It was called Beautiful, Being Clothed in Splendor. It was about finding our identity in being beautiful in His sight. And the focus was all on how to keep up appearances and our body image issues and how they can quickly turn into idolatry. Girl, it's like God knew I needed another lesson in this before I turned around and taught you. Inside this chapter, inside the book Identity Theft, the author points out three wrong beliefs that looking at our external reflections take us from looking at Him to looking at us or them. Here they are. Appearance is king, or in the case of us girls, queen, which leads to looking at ourselves and idolatry. Number two, if only I look like her, which leads to looking at others, leading to envy, greed, or maybe even pride. And number three, beauty equals acceptance, which only leads to looking at what we think other people are thinking looking at us, leading to fear of man and people pleasing, all of which are lesser things and take God off the throne. Now, I'm sure none of these are foreign to you, especially as women living in this world, but let's quick touch on each one so we can unveil what our hearts may be believing that's turning them from look at Him to look at us or them. Are you ready? All right, number one, appearance as queen is just that, putting too much focus on the external. Now, like we said, caring for your body, skin, and hair, and dressing well for your business is not bad in and of itself. But as the author points out, idolatry makes good things into God things and therefore into wrong things. Would you agree? Doing that stretching or weightlifting or cardio isn't wrong, unless it's coming from a place of self-criticism that's never thin enough or firm enough. Using a regular skincare regimen, putting on just the right powders, concealers, and liners to accentuate your eyes, cheeks, and lips isn't wrong, unless it's coming from a place of self-criticism that's never smooth enough or young enough. Picking out just the right top, bottoms, shoes, and accessories that makes you feel and look good and professional to those you serve in your business isn't wrong, unless it's coming from a place of self-criticism that's never got the right brands or the latest styles or enough options. Friend, we waste a lot of time, money, and attention on lesser things if that's the way we look in the mirror. And we know by this point in the series that that is what we call idolatry, worshiping ourselves or even other creations over the creator of it all, the one to who it's all to reflect. We all know this familiar verse spoken by God to the prophet Samuel when he explained why he passed over David's brothers and chose the youngest and smallest as king. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.'" I often say you can look at two places to see what you truly treasure. Three, really. Your calendar, your bank account, and your beliefs. What kind of time, money, and thoughts are you spending every day wrongfully on keeping up appearances or trying to fight against gravity and the aging process and how you look? Probably more than you or I can count or care to admit. Yes, appearance is important, but it's not queen, and it shouldn't consume us. Wrong belief number two, if only I looked like her. Well, that one is putting too much focus on others. And if you're in midlife, most likely you can remember the day each month when your 17 magazine arrived in the mail in high school, and you thumbed through it and slowly taken in the latest trends and stars and the tips to look like them. And then it was an entire month before the next issue showed up. Am I right? But now with technology, we have images coming at us from all directions, everywhere we turn. Social media, shopping apps, YouTube videos, all showing us an example of beauty and the three quick steps to look like her. Except, I don't know about you, but no matter how much I tried to match her step for step, it doesn't quite turn out the same. Now, I'm not saying it's not helpful to get inspiration from beautiful women on how to care for your body, skin, nails, hair, and makeup, and even how to dress. I often joke I'm a paint-by-numbers kind of girl. Show me step-by-step how to apply the makeup or put together an outfit and I will be okay. But it's when we look at the outcome in the mirror and our heart sinks into the pitfall of comparison that we have a heart problem. And as the author shares, sinful comparison snuffs out trust and gratitude, even making it difficult to have a relationship with our beautiful neighbor or that beautiful woman who sits in front of us at church because we feel like we don't quite measure up. Let me just say, it's like, even though this thing might sting a bit, sinful comparison ultimately is pride, a misplaced sense of worth, a wrong view of ourselves or of how God made us or how he made others that actually keeps us from fulfilling the two greatest commandments, to love him and to love our neighbor. And as 2 Corinthians 10:12, which in context is of comparing ministries, this principle and the outcome of comparison, I believe, can also be applied to appearances in business or body image. Here's what it says. Not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves, but when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with one another, they are without understanding. Without understanding, aka unwise, without God, the source of true wisdom. So go ahead and compare yourself, but compare yourself to the woman that he has made you as he transformed you from death to life. Healthy comparison can help us grow, or glow in this case, but simple comparison only puts our focus too much on others rather than him. Wrong belief number 3 is that beauty equals acceptance. This final wrong belief focuses on us and others because it centers around what we think people think of us that may or may not even be true. We've believed the lie that we've been told that if we're not beautiful, we won't get the guy, the friend, or the client because we won't be accepted or desired. Now, while outward appearances are often someone's first impression, anyone who stops there should not be someone whose acceptance or affection we seek. Yes, some people judge and reject those who don't measure up, but if we buy into needing their approval of us, we've just fallen into the fear of man and people-pleasing we talked about back on episode 220. According to Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. In other words, focusing too much on what others think is a trap that will become a noose around your neck and literally choke the life out of you. Or it can lead you to doing things you wouldn't normally do to get them to turn their head and compliment you. And we all know that any time we give to fear and worrying that we aren't enough in the eyes of others is a waste of time because it never leads to anything right or true. Right? True? Ha! We're not safe in looking to others for our acceptance, but there is safety in trusting the Lord with all things, including our appearance. So I encourage you, if you've been thinking any of these things sometimes, often, or on constant repeat, appearance is everything, if only I looked like her, even if that's the younger version of you, or beauty is my ticket to acceptance, to capture that by doing a steer belief map. If you want more on that, you can go back to the bonus episode I did on February 2nd. But let me walk you through a quick step-by-step. First, you identify your situation, which in this case is how you look. Second, you take your thoughts captive. You start writing out the thoughts that you're actually thinking and believing. Next, you name the emotions that come with believing that. What is it that you're feeling? And finally, what actions are you taking or not taking in your execution when you're feeling and believing that? And last but not least, honestly look at the results you have, which always reflect the thoughts that you're believing. But then, we don't stop there. Nor do we write, I am beautiful, I am beautiful, I am beautiful, 100 times, thinking that's going to change things. Instead, we then turn our eyes from ourselves or others to him through his word and rightly rework our steer belief map. So let's do that now for each of those wrong beliefs. First, you may think or have heard that beauty is everything, and you're right. but it's not about your beauty, it's His. Listen to these scriptures and see how it reshapes your definition of beauty and its importance. Psalm 27:4. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Psalm 96, verses 4 through 6. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. In Isaiah 28, verses 3 through 4. The proud crown of the drunkards of Ephraim will be trodden underfoot, and the fading flower of its glorious beauty, which is on the head of the rich valley, will be like the first ripe fig before summer. When someone sees it, he swallows it as soon as it is in his hand. In that day, the Lord of hosts will be a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of His people, and a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and a strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. What did you hear about beauty? It's in Him, and it's found in His presence. So instead of looking inward or outward, look upward. Then not only will you see the beauty around you and even inside you, but you will worship the true source of all beauty. Yes, beauty is queen, or king in this case, because it's found in Him. Second, you may think or have heard that you'll be happier or more satisfied if you look like someone else. And it's true, but it's not looking like another person, but rather like the one whose image you were made to reflect. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its Creator. Yes, you should look like someone else. Him. And last, you may think or have heard that beauty equals acceptance. And you're right. In Christ, you are beautiful in His sight, and that is how He accepts you as His own. Ephesians 2:13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. And Galatians 3, 26-27. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. So yes, your beauty does bring acceptance when it comes from being clothed in Christ. Girl, I don't know about you, but everything just shifted in me. Even though I still have those random gray hairs, a little belly overlap, and laugh lines, because His truth just reshaped my heart and my beliefs, so that I know that I know that I know that I am beautiful, no matter what the world or the enemy or that voice inside tries to tell me. But it all starts with where you're looking. Not at you, not at them, but at Him. That, my friend, is the best anti-aging beauty treatment on the planet, and I pray that you embrace it. And before I go, I want to share one verse that really stood out to me in that study yesterday, because I read it in a different version than I had in the past, and also in the context of this conversation around appearances and body image, it just leaped off the page at me. So, are you ready for this? It's Philippians 3, verses 20 through 21 in the New Revised Standard Version. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from there we expect a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform our body of humiliation so that it may be conformed to the body of His glory by the power that also enables Him to make things subject to Himself. Wow, I love that word picture. These bodies that we are trying to hide and conceal because we see them as humiliating are the very ones that He will transform to be perfectly beautiful for all eternity as His. Girl, ain't no workout, cover-up, or cute pair of shoes gonna have that effect. But only the power that raised Him from the dead is what will do it, if we let it. Whew, preaching to myself today, girl. So, I trust that you've been taking time with these reflection questions I've shared on each episode of the Lesser Things series, because without them, we're just left with great intentions and no change of heart or time or calendar. So let me read them to you now, and you can pop in the community to see them written out. Are you ready? Number one, how might appearance or body image become too important for you in midlife, or in any season for that matter? In what ways does keeping up appearances or battling body image issues tempt you to sin by seeking lesser things? How does what God says is true change your view of beauty and where it truly lies? Girl, I have a feeling this is going to be a powerful and heart-shaping conversation inside the Redeem Her Time community. So come join us at redeemhertime.com/community. And here is today's community question. What is one way that you will take your eyes off your appearance or others to gaze at His beauty? I can't wait to walk this out together. Speaking of beauty, I can't wait to experience the beauty of women on the other side of the world in just a few days. So pray for me that I will not make it about looking at me when I'm there, even if I do stand out as different, but about looking at them and seeing their beauty, and ultimately pointing all of our eyes to look at Him, the truly beautiful one. And if you want to help me, help them by putting a smile on their face when they see that women across the world who also struggle with our appearances and body image issues too, that we love them just the way they are, made in His image, please go and leave a review, and I will make a financial contribution on your behalf. But my plane leaves in just a few days, so you better get on it. And if you want to build a beautiful business, not because of your logo and brand colors and lifestyle photos, but because it reflects Him, I invite you to apply to a Busyness Breakthrough Call, where we can talk more about how to redeem your time to build a with God business that you're called to. All you have to do is head to redeemhertime.com/coaching. And before we go and pass a mirror or an image on our phones or on the street, let's turn our eyes to Him in prayer. Dear God, You are the beautiful one and the source of all beauty. We, like the psalmist, desire above all else to gaze upon Your beauty by being in Your presence. Forgive us for making it about us and how we look at ourselves in the mirror, or how we think others look in their perfectly crafted posts and stories or Sunday best, or for thinking too much about what we think they think about us. None of that really matters now that we know our beauty comes not from looking at us or at them, but looking at You. May You make us beautiful from the inside out every day as Your word fills us and comes out in our thoughts, words, and actions. And may we be so beautiful that heads are turned, but not to look at us, but to look at You. Because we desire to reflect Your image for Your glory until our aging bodies are perfected for all eternity with You. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, friend, I'll see you over inside the Redeem Her Time community where we'll talk more about this. Thanks for joining me for this episode. And until next time, remember, instead of chasing time on a clock, trying to control it, receive the gift of time from the one who truly holds it. Because as His daughter, you have time. Hey, before you go, I pray this episode blessed you, challenged you, and moved you to take action. So, what was the one thing God showed you today? I'd love to hear. So would you take a minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It makes my heart smile, and that way I know you're liking the show. And it helps other busy Christian women, just like you, find real life answers too. Speaking of which, grab the link and share this with someone you know that's been praying for a breakthrough. And don't forget to come join the after party inside the Redeem Her Time community. We're not just about knowing, we're about doing together. Head on over to redeemhertime.com to join the community, leave a question to be featured on the podcast, schedule a free 15-minute strategy session, or all the above. Of course, I'll drop the link in the show notes because I know you're a busy girl. Look carefully then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16. I'll see you in a few days, friend. God bless.